Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line. He's the head coach of the Montrose Indians baseball team. Montrose squares off against Fruit of Monument tomorrow to open up Southwestern League play. Landon Wareham joins us. Landon, how you doing? Appreciate you coming on today.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Team's off to a good start, 3-0. Tough win against Battle Mountain. You win by a run against them. Cortez, you pretty much hammer Montezuma Cortez 19-3, and a good win against Alamosa 13-4. So in comparison to last year, when you guys didn't get to play a single game, at least some of the teams down here got to play a couple of games in the Bill Fanning tournament, Landon, at least you got three games under your belt as you get ready to open up a league play tomorrow against Fruta.
Yeah, it's just been awesome to play. It's been far too long for obvious reasons, and it's just nice playing baseball.
How tough was it last year for you and your kids not being able to play any baseball? I know you probably had some summer program stuff that you did, some summer games, but that had to be just extremely difficult last year to not even get the chance to play a single inning of a single game in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, we had eight seniors. On paper, we were maybe one of the best teams we've rolled out there. So it's hard on those eight seniors. Didn't know what to say to them. Obviously, never something that's never happened before, but you know, it's in the past, and we got a ball club now, and we're playing games, and so it's been fun.
Landon Wareham, coach of the Montrose Indians baseball team, with us. And look, you, like you said, you had all the seniors last year. It was a team that was certainly loaded, you know, to try to win another league title and go deep in the 4A postseason. But you have a couple of seniors back this year, guy that we know very well from the football season, Keegan Goodwin, Brett Merton's quarterback during the past football season. He's one of your seniors, along with also Nolan Boone. So a couple of senior guys, upperclassmen, but otherwise it's freshmen and sophomores on your team with a couple of juniors mixed in.
Yeah, I mean, we have 21 kids in our program, and 17 of them are sophomores and below. And so it's the youngest we've ever been, and, you know, it is what it is. But we got great leadership in Keegan Goodwin, and he's a good athlete and just a wonderful kid to be around, and it really helps our ball club. And Nolan Boone is a senior. He hits in our three hole, and, you know, he's a good pitcher and gives us a good chance to win ball games. So, I mean, we only have two of them, but they're two good kids, and enjoy having them.
So far through the first three games, the guy that's your leader right now in terms of hits is some kid with the last name of Wareham. I'm kind of thinking that Gage Wareham might be your boy, right?
Yeah, he's my son. He's a freshman. He's catching for us. It's off to a good start. And, you know, does a good job. It's a long way from the finish line, but he's doing a good job getting started. And we got a couple. I mean, we have one lineup that's got eight sophomores and below, and our other lineup's got seven sophomores and below. So we got Jackson Katner. He's another freshman that starts for us every lineup, and he's hitting in our five hole and doing a good job. And we brought in a kid named Titus Weiss, who's a freshman. I think he's got four innings on the year already. So from going my whole 10-year coaching career to never starting or playing a freshman on varsity to have three and four producing is a lot different. It's exciting. The hard parts for us are wrapping my head around is the 21 kids in the program. And it's just, there's 1,400 kids go to school at Montrose High School. So it's a little alarming.
You mentioned about Gage, not only leads you in hits right now, but RBIs as well. And I imagine this is something, it's like, because I coached my son years and years ago in Little League and things like that, Landon. It's always a challenge, right, to have your son and coach your son now playing varsity baseball. And I'm sure that you guys had a lot of discussions about what that would look like when he would start playing for you at the varsity level, and in terms of how you'd interact with him being a dad, but in this case, being his coach.
Yeah, you know, I mean, fortunately for him and for me is, you know, we've been doing it for a long time now, and I played for my dad, and, you know, so there's some lessons that were learned through all of that, too, that maybe help out. And, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world. I don't think he'd change it for the world. And my challenge to him is just line up and play or do your thing, and he's done a good job with it so far.
Indians head coach Landon Wareham joining us today on the Team Sports Network. You open up Southwestern League play with Fruit of Monmouth. Wildcats off to a good start. They played some really good competition this past weekend, most notably Ponderosa in the Bill Fanning Memorial Tournament. Jacob Weaver has been really good at the plate for them and on the bump as well. So Ray McClennan has another really good team, another team that will certainly, like your club, battle for the Southwestern League title.
Yeah, I mean, he does a good job down there. They always got really good-looking kids, and they got great numbers. And, I mean, I'm always just amazed at the quality of kids that they have down there in Fruta, and they're always, you know, tough to beat. I mean, that's the truth of it. We're a 4A team, and it's something to try to get a win against them. And we look forward to the challenge, and either way, we're going to line up and keep getting better every time with this young group, and keep looking down the road.